We're not going to stop at Byron Donalds. We're going to go over to Nancy Mace, and then I'm going to read Super Chats. So Nancy Mace got in on it. And remember, when you listen to Mike Johnson, who just so happens to be the, this is diversity, equity, and inclusion in every way possible. White man, Asian woman, super black man with a mohawk, and a black man with a bald head. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the true diversity, equity, and inclusion. The only person that's missing is Karen Bass, and that's because she's dealing with a bunch of stuff. So she is a black woman with short hair, all right, with a buzz cut. The makeup of America is absolutely wild. The makeup of America is absolutely wild. Asian woman, black man with a mohawk, white super liberal man, Eric Adams, former police officer, hardening with a bald head, and then you got Karen Bass over there in Los Angeles that got a buzz cut.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All of the mayors here today are actively working to harm the American people you represent. You all have blood on your hands.
Facts.
I'm going to ask a series of yes or no questions today, and I would like to remind all of you, you are under oath. I only want a yes or a no to my questions. My first question, do you acknowledge breaking into our country is a crime? Mayor Adams, yes or no? Do you acknowledge breaking into our country is a crime?
I acknowledge.
Yes or no?
I acknowledge.
Okay, Honorable Johnson, he's not going to answer the question. Yes or no? Is breaking into our country against the law? Yes
or
no?
Depends how you cross the border.
Okay.
Is breaking into the country against the law? He says it depends on how you cross the border. Is breaking into your house against the law? Well, it depends on if you come in through the door or the window. Is trespassing against the law? Well, it depends. Is it front lawn or the back lawn? Is breaking into the country against the law? He said it depends on how you cross over the border. These are the people that are running your cities. These are the people that are running your cities. White, black, male, female, it don't matter. They all the same.
Mayor Johnson, Adams. Yes or no?
Comprehensive immigration reform policies are what's necessary in this moment.
Mayor Wu, do you have a better answer than these gentlemen before you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, do you believe it's acceptable for illegals who commit heinous...
Comprehensive changes to our immigration policies are needed. And I've been working with the Archdiocese to get people set up and situated and the great city of Chicago. And listen. I don't want to bloviate here. However, what I do want to emphasize is that when large gatherings happen in Chicago, and I want to be very clear on this, because I don't want you guys asking any more questions. Hey, don't disrespect my wife. Don't disrespect my wife. When large gatherings happen in Chicago, and they are large gatherings, these are not mobs, right? These are not unhinged children that have bad mothers and parents, and they don't know where they're at. These are just large gatherings. And if they burn down an AutoZone, then that's because Black lives did matter. And we have a system of racism that is unjust and is being leveraged against the Black community and the immigrant population. And that's why we're not going to work with ICE and Borders Are Tarm Homan, because the Archdiocese says that we shouldn't.
Crimes be released back into the public instead of being detained and deported. Mayor Adams, yes or no?
Anyone break a crime?
Yes or no? This is not hard. Yes or no?
Anyone that break a crime should be detained.
Okay, Mayor. Yes or no?
They should be deported.
Okay, Mayor.
Any individual that causes harm breaks the law should be held.
Any individual that causes crime. that causes harm or breaks the law should be held to the highest standard of any other citizen in the city of Chicago. And we just so happen to have the Safety Act, which allows for the Archdiocese to petition the police department to do a catch and release, write a ticket, no matter how severe the crime is.
This is why you have 6% approval rating, because you suck at answering questions. Mayor Wu, yes
anyone,
or no?
Anyone who's a public safety threat should be prosecuted.
All right, I have my next question. When an illegal alien rapes a woman, do you believe you're on the right side of history? Mayor Adams, yes or no?
Say that question
again. Okay, Mayor Johnston. When a legal alien rapes a woman, do you believe you're on the right side of history? Yes or no?
I will charge and prosecute them.
Yes or no? Okay. Well, okay. You said you would go to jail, didn't you?
I will charge
for harboring illegal aliens or something, Mayor Johnson.
Could you repeat your question, please?
When an illegal alien rapes a woman,
I don't think that there is a politician outside of Jasmine Crockett. Brandon Johnson, for me, has to be the worst mayor ever. I hate his voice. I hate his smugness. I hate his support for Black Lives Matters. I hate his incompetence when it comes to finances. Like, this guy is the worst. Honestly, I would rather have sassy ass Lori Lightfoot than Brandon Johnson over in Chicago. And he not even my mayor. I feel for you guys, because y'all my cousins over there in Chicago. Detroit and Chicago, we cousins, you know what I'm saying? We supposed to be friends. We supposed to be crew. You know, we could skate better than y'all. I know y'all got a different style. We definitely skate better than y'all, but y'all are homies. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you would go out of town, if you went anywhere outside of Cedar Point, which was only 2 hours away in Sandusky, Ohio, and you went on a little staycation that was outside of your city, if you was in Detroit, you went over to Chicago. Used to go and hang out on the Miracle Mile. I bought my first Rolex in Chicago. My first Submariner date, I bought it in Chicago. I did. I said, oh, okay, Chicago was cool. I see y'all. I see my cousins over there. You could see it over there in Chicago straight from Benton Harbor. 4 hours away. You could take a drive there. You could be back by the weekend and still be on work on time. And I hate to see what you guys are dealing with. Have y'all seen the Miracle Mile over in Chicago? You know, it is over a 50% vacancy rate. 50%. You guys are down over 2,000 police officers. Y'all let Chief Keefe and them and King Vaughn and them take over y'all neighborhoods. And then to put salt on top of it, y'all let illegal migrants come in, sleep inside of y'all airports. You couldn't fly in a Chicago airport without kicking over a migrant when you got off the plane. This is the mayor that y'all voted in. Why would you do this to yourself? Where all the pimps go? Where all the real ones over in Chicago? I mean, I know Danny and them is rocking out with Chicago Red and Chicago Swings Red and all of that, but good God.
Do you believe you're on the right side of history?
Could you clarify that question?
Okay, Mayor Wu, yes or no?
No, rape is obviously horrible.
Why are you letting rapists back out onto the streets of Boston?
That is not true. Okay. That is not what's happening
when
in Boston.
When an illegal alien molests a kid,
Magnificent
molests an
underage
kid, do you pat yourself on the back for being compassionate? Mayor Adams?
It's despicable and he should be arrested.
Mayor Johnson?
I prosecute folks that commit crimes like that.
You guys let him out on the streets. Mayor Johnson?
We arrest violent criminals in the city of Chicago.
Mayor Wu?
We investigate arrests and prosecute.
You guys don't sound very confident today. Would your city honor an ICE detainer on an illegal alien who rapes kids if one was issued today?
Thank you, Valerie. I'm going to read those super chats shortly.
Yes or no?
In conformance with law, we will honor detainers.
Mayor Johnson?
If there's a criminal warrant, we'll help them pick them up. If there's no criminal warrant, we'll honor a notification request.
Mayor Johnson?
Criminal warrants, we always cooperate with federal agents with a criminal warrant.
Mayor Wu?
Get a criminal warrant, we will enforce.
A criminal warrant. I'm talking about an ICE detainer on an individual who's here illegal who rapes kids. Do you all hate Donald Trump more than you love your country, Mayor Adams?
Straightforward.
I respect my president. I respect my
yes or no. You're having the hardest time today. Mayor Johnston?
I love my country.
Yes or no?
I love my country.
Mayor Johnson?
As the son of a pastor, I love everyone.
Oh, God.
If y'all had to vote, Eric Adams, Mike Johnson, the white guy, Brandon Johnson, the black guy, or Michelle Wu, which one would you guys vote is the worst on this panel today? I'm about to put that inside of the chat.
And this country.
Mayor Wu.
I love my country and my city.
Do you all, are you all willing to go to jail for violating federal law, Mayor Adams?
I'm not going to violate federal law, so I don't have to worry about that.
Mayor Johnston?
We don't violate federal law either.
You don't violate federal law?
We do not violate federal law.
Is it
law.
Violating federal law if you don't honor detainer requests from ICE?
Absolutely not. In fact, the statute Congressman Biggs shared, we explicitly follow. The statute says you cannot prohibit city employees from sharing information about someone's status with the government. We do not prohibit that.
Do you love illegal aliens more than you love your fellow countrymen?
I love all the residents of the city and county.
Mayor Johnston, are you willing to go to jail for violating federal law?
The city of Chicago complies with all laws.
Oh, I highly doubt that. Mayor Wu?
We are not violating federal law.
Mayor Wu, I have a last couple questions for you. Do you believe that ICE arresting a child rapist, quote, threatens everyone's safety, end quote? Yes or no?
No.
Does ICE arresting a murderous MS-13 gang member threaten everyone's safety? Yes or no?
No.
I would like to hold up this quote of you where you say ICE's efforts actually threaten the safety of everyone, end quote, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu.
These mayors are absolutely horrible. They are liars. I've put into the chat, I just put in the chat a poll for you guys to let me know which mayor is the worst. Vote on that poll. I'm going to read these super chats and then we're going to check the results right after that. All right.